The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was hungry. The tempter approached and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become loaves of bread." He said in reply, "It is written, one does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and made him stand on the parapet of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and with their hands they will support you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Then the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in their magnificence. And he said to him, "All this I shall give to you, if you will prostrate yourself and worship me." At this, Jesus said to him, "Get away, Satan. It is written, the Lord your God shall you worship, and him alone shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Brothers and sisters, the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think back in 2003, my first year in the seminary, and it was also my first experience of Lent in the seminary, we had a tradition where each Friday we would give up one full meal. That is, one full lunch to give up and put the money that we would spend for that lunch in a box and to give it to the poor. And one Friday, you know, we were there, of course, no lunch, we skipped lunch, and the priest told us to go to a new place that the seminary bought and to, you know, to clean the ground, to cut the trees and the grass and everything. So we went down to the property and clean. We were so hungry that day. Of course, we didn't have full meal. We didn't have lunch. We saw this beautiful coconut tree with so many fruit. And we said amongst ourselves, "Come on, let's get some fruit." We did. Someone climbed the coconut, took the fruit down, and we ate them. I think I ate 5 coconuts that day. And we continued our cleaning the ground, you know, clearing the area and everything. Then we went back to the seminary. That evening, we had lost bowel movement. We had our stomach so painful. We said amongst ourselves, "I think we did wrong. I think we did what we're not supposed to do." And the priest that evening said to us, "Did you learn the valuable lesson today? That when you commit something wrong, you have to suffer the consequence." And we felt so guilty that evening that the next day we all lined up for confession. So my dear brothers and sisters, my point is that during the season of Lent and every single day of our lives, there is always a temptation that goes side by side with us. Temptation is like a wild beast tied in the tree. It won't harm you. Yes, it will bug you, but it cannot harm you unless you come near to that beast. Unless you come near to that beast tied in a tree. That's temptation. And all of us are weak. All of us, you know, are fragile. fall into sin, we come near the tree and let ourselves be beaten and be devoured by the beast. And so this season of Lent is a good reminder for all of us of how weak we are, of how we can easily fall into temptation. The first reading we have this morning is about the first temptation, the first sin of our first parents. They gave in to the temptation. They saw the fruit so appetizing, and Satan was trying to get them to eat the fruit, and they did. And with that promise that when you eat the fruit, you will be like gods. Beautiful promise. Oh, I want to be like God. You will be smart. You will learn good and evil. Beautiful promise. They gave in. They disobeyed God. They commit the sin of disobedience. And their minds were open, and they realized they were naked. And that sin entered the world, entered the fabric of humanity. And we all suffered the consequence. We ourselves bear that mark that the temptation is always part of our life. But then again, we heard the gospel today when Jesus went for 40 days and 40 nights into the desert to fast and to pray. And the same temptation came to him. He was tempted 3 times. And a beautiful approach of Jesus to this temptation that we all should learn, that Jesus had a total control of himself and total surrender to the will of God. And Jesus had always a comeback to the temptation, to the devil. When the devil said, I know you're hungry for 40 days and 40 nights. These stones look like beautiful loaves of bread. Turn them into bread and you shall have your fill. But Jesus said, no. For man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Again, this is a temptation of the flesh that we all have experienced. When we are hungry, we want something. We want food. When we are thirsty, we want water. We have all the urges. We want that something to be, satisfied. We want something. We want to have it. And even in our world today, the word consumerism, when we want something, we can have it. It's right there. But the question is, do we have a total control of ourselves? Do you have total control of our life? Learning how to say no to things that we don't need. No, I don't need all this. No, I don't need it. The second temptation is about tempting God himself. That Satan said to Jesus, go throw yourself down, and the angels would come and help you, lest you dash your feet against the stone. It is a temptation that we also have experienced in our lives. When we try to develop a spirituality that is instant, like, oh, I commit sin, I need to go to confession. Oh, it's okay to commit sin now, I go to confession later. This we call instant spirituality, where we take advantage and abuse the grace that comes from the sacraments. Some writers call it microwave spirituality, where it's an instant spirituality right there, and failing to experience true repentance with our life, knowing that I've committed this, this is my sin, my fault, my most grievous fault, and therefore I have to say sorry to God, and I have to repair the damage I have done. And therefore, I have to work hard to fix my relationship with my God and with other people. That is true repentance. But most of us doesn't want that. We all want quick fix. Forgive me. Yes, forgive and go back to normal. That's not what God wants from us, especially in this season of Lent. God wants us to experience true repentance, knowing full well of what we have done and our need to fix our relationship with the Lord and with one another. Yes, God loves us and forgives us, but He wants us to earn it. He wants us to experience the true joy of being sorry and trying to fix our life as well. The third temptation that Jesus experienced in the desert, the temptation of power and control. Satan showed all the magnificence of the world. This will be yours if you fall down and worship me. The world will tell us that, hey, go and finish the race. Be on top of everything. Have a total control. Have all the money you have, you want, you know, and have that power of control. Is it not the world, how the world revolves? That when you are rich, powerful, in total control, people look up to you. But Jesus, no. There's only one, and God is in total control. Only God shall we worship. Only God shall we come and adore, knowing that only God is the source of everything. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus showed us how to fight the temptation. Jesus showed us the way to the desert. And God wants us to experience that desert in our life, the desert where we journey together, a desert where we cannot hide anything from God. Have you been to a desert? A desert that is so barren and you cannot hide anything from the sun? You cannot hide. You cannot, you know, take refuge anywhere because there's nothing to hide on. And that is God wants us to experience. He wants us to see us as we are, our true self. And also, we need to see ourselves in the mirror. What are the things that I need to change? The things in my life that I need to fix? And the things in my life that I need to deepen, and the things in my life that I need to surrender to God, my entire life, my entire self. 40 days and 40 nights are not just for the season of Lent. They are for our lifetime here in this world. And that we must journey with Christ and come out victorious like Him after our earthly journey. And that is what Christ wants us to have. And in this whole season of Lent, where we experience new life, new springtime, let us totally give and surrender our life to Him, knowing full well that after all the struggles and the temptations we have in this world, remember, Christ was victorious. And even if it cost His life, even if at the expense of His life, by dying for all of us, He resurrected. And there is hope for all of us that Christ's victory is our own victory also.